on Town, news with Jay Scott, bringing you what impacts you in your town. Here's Jay.
Authorities say the five-month-old baby who was buried under sticks and debris for about 9 hours in the woods south of Missoula has been released from the hospital. The boy is now in protective custody. 32-year-old Francis Crowley has been charged with felony assault on a minor and criminal endangerment. He remains in custody on $200,000 bail. Crowley told authorities he crashed the vehicle with the baby inside, but was unable to take them to the site. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton will appeal to the Montana Supreme Court a district judge's order removing Montana Green Party candidates from the November ballot. District Judge James Reynolds' order invalidated 87 signatures used to qualify the party for the ballot, so the effort did not have the necessary numbers or signatures from the required number of Montana House districts. Monday's order, quote, violates Montana Supreme Court rules and statute and ignores Montana's long-established practice of inclusion in democracy, according to Stapleton. Reynolds ruled that signatures should be invalidated if they were submitted by a person who didn't collect them, as required by state law, if the signatures didn't match when compared to handwriting available to counties other than the signatures on the voter registration cards, or if they were erroneously matched to the wrong voters. Stapleton says, quote, basically the judge has taken a technical stand that if you're a mom with a baby on your hip outside the supermarket trying to sign a clipboard and it's not cursive like he thought it should be, then he literally threw that out, according to Stapleton. In fact, the judge did not analyze cursive. Reynolds declined to rule on 156 signatures, saying he was not an expert on signature validation. State election officials need a decision before August 23rd in order to start preparing the November ballots. Both sides agree that Green Party candidates could draw voters away from Democratic candidates, including U.S. Senator John Tester, who is being challenged by Republican State Auditor Matt Rosendale. The case may not be the last word about the Green Party. Democrats have also complained that an out-of-state political consulting firm associated with the Republican Party was involved in signature gathering for the Montana Green Party without reporting its expenses. Thousands of signatures were turned in on the last day possible. The Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices is still investigating that complaint. A Montana man faces resentencing next month in the 2003 murder of his uncle after a judge said the shooting did not meet the definition of a violent crime under state and federal law. Quentin Birding Ground Jr. is serving 24 years in federal prison for assaulting his estranged girlfriend and killing Emerson Pickett during an argument in Crow Agency after a night of drinking. Judge Susan Waters threw out that conviction, saying the violent crime law was so vague as to be unconstitutional. She cited a 2015 Supreme Court ruling. In her order, Waters wrote that neither second-degree murder nor assault is itself considered a crime of violence under federal law because they may have been committed recklessly rather than intentionally. The law requires intentionally. Birding Ground will be resentenced on two remaining counts, second-degree murder and assault resulting in serious bodily injury on August 23rd. He's been incarcerated for more than 15 years since his arrest in February of 2003. Cascade County officials say the cost of President Donald Trump's recent visit to Great Falls is estimated at almost $40,000 for the county and more for other branches of government. Cascade County commissioners say the Public Works and Sheriff's Department incurred most of the costs, just over $17,500. There were other costs as well. The City of Great Falls and the Montana Highway Patrol paid for police support for the presidential motorcades to and from the Montana Expo Park, where Trump's rally was held. No specific numbers have been released yet. Concessions, building rental fees, and other items brought in just over $21,000 of the $40,000 spent on the event. Concessions alone brought in more than $12,000. The facility and arena auxiliary items, such as stage and bleachers, totaled $9,400. Those expenses will be billed to the Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, even though Trump is not on the fall ballot. Yellowstone National Park had its second busiest June on record, according to statistics released Wednesday. Park statisticians counted just under 811,000 visits last month, a total topped only in 2016, which was the park's busiest year ever. It's the third consecutive month that the park has surpassed 800,000 visits. And a groundbreaking ceremony has been held for a $12 million expansion project at the Helena Regional Airport. The expansion is being driven by a growing number of passengers that come through the Helena Airport. Director Jeff Wedekamper says so far this year, passenger numbers are up 11%. The new project will add a new second restaurant and bar in the passenger waiting area, a larger screening area, more Wi-Fi service and charging outlets, and a fireplace. An additional jetway will be built to accommodate larger regional jets for Alaska, Delta, and United Airlines flights. The project is expected to be completed in 2 years. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.